Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And, I mean, Stephanie.
You keep doing that. It was funny the first time.
Okay,
and
I'll
it
stop.
Was funny the fourth and fifth time as well. But
wow,
you
fearless,
are confusing
Daryl.
The people that don't normally hear Mark on Friday, so they don't get the joke.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think of that. Okay. Well, this is Stephanie, and apparently I'm not so funny.
No, you're still funny. But maybe somebody named Mark will actually call in to the show to talk about something, because you, our listeners, can call in and talk about whatever you like. The toll-free call-in line, the Pro-XPN toll-free call-in line, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And, Brian, you have a fairly interesting story that I am certain will get people to call in to the show tonight.
I like to bring in things that are titillating, to say the least. Which one would you like to hear about, though?
The 365 days.
Okay, so... This is from the Huffington Post, and it's from Brittany Gibbons, and it's "What Happened When I Had Sex Every Day for a Year." And yeah, this is pretty. I mean, GMH, this is an experiment.
Now,
before you get into the article, let's just give a fair warning that, you know, there's nothing graphic, obviously, that's going to be shared, but people with children might not want their kids hearing this, so fair warning.
Fair warning. If you hear my voice, fair warning.
No. Yeah, pretty much Brian's not safe for work.
Yeah. this is from a woman.
Now, sometimes you hear about people going on diets or taking a challenge, or maybe, you know, like giving something up for Lent or something like that. They take a pledge to do something every day for some period of time. But you don't usually hear about this, you know, like pledging to do something fun every day instead of give something up or restrict something,
well,
you know.
Some people have an easier time, you know, with certain
achieving
activities.
This goal.
Achieving certain goals.
Sure. I imagine you'd have to have somebody to help you with that, right? Unless she's counting solo sessions.
Well, let's read
on. I'm curious.
On.
Let's go.
This is, of course, Brittany. "I just had sex every day for a year, and I didn't tell you about it. But I did videotape it, so check it out here." Just kidding. There's no link to it. I wasn't even sure I was going to go into it, but here we are. And Pat's the empty space on the couch. Anyway, this is a very animated article. It was the email that never made the emails, mostly because it was the kind of truth that stung a little too much. And there's kind of an email exchange from a guy named Andy to her. "Hey, could you list 5 things you love about my body?" And she said, "Butt, hair, face, lips, cleavage." And that's what Andy sent to Brittany. And then Brittany responded, "Whoa, slow down, Casanova. I'm about to end up pregnant. Don't get so descriptive." And then the response is, "Well, to be honest, I haven't seen you totally naked in years." And she says, "Well, crap. The fact is, I am horrible at intimacy. I come from a family of non-huggers, and I sometimes hate my body. So, yeah, recipe for Temple Grandin hug machine. My husband is gorgeous and very, very sexy, but the issues we're having in the sack are all me. I could not shut my insecurity off, and sex quickly became a really anxiety-inducing experience that went one of two ways. One, I avoided it because it was hot and stressful, hiding my body under 2 comforters and a snowsuit in the dark, and instead ran a diversion play. I have cramps. I have too many deadlines. Gigi is too scared to sleep alone. Let's bring her into bed with us. I use the 4-year-old as the most adorable penis block ever." You can't be... I'm paraphrasing some of this.
No, I'm starting to think that this might actually be my ex-wife.
Well, you know, I was just thinking as you were reading this, Brian, it's too bad because a lot of people do this, you know, like they get into relationships and at the beginning of the relationship, the way that they convey their attitude about sex is totally different than what happens once they get comfortable and they feel like
2-3 years in.
Yeah. Like then they feel like their partner's not going to leave them at that point. So then the truth kind of comes out and, you know, it's not only women who do this, men sometimes do it too.
Sure.
And then then you end up with a partnership, like perhaps a marriage or perhaps there's kids involved where there's two people who have really mismatched desires for sex. And that's a big problem because relationships, I mean, if you're not having sex, then what are you? Just friends, you know, good part, housemates, roommates, something like that.
Right. So she's describing the two ways in which she would kind of try and get out of it. One of them was, you know, to essentially, like she admitted, use her kid as an excuse.
Wow.
And here's the second reason, which is I tried to explain to him why I was self-conscious. And then he asked why him telling me how pretty I was wasn't enough for me to get over it. And I felt like a horrible, horrible butthole. So after a lot of crying and shrimp curry, I came up with a plan to have sex every day for a year, barring any medical problems or logistical issues, and he seemed to be pretty okay with it, which, yeah, you'd think he would.
So she had a committed partner.
Yes.
It seems like. So this wasn't someone just, all right, I'm going to, you know, like, find 365 random guys.
Right.
And
hey,
have
baby,
one a day.
Will you
or
help
like,
me
you know, 52 guys, one a week, whatever. So
yeah,
there was one committed partner.
Right. Not to say if you weren't married, you couldn't, like, you know, I mean, you could be Theodora from the Byzantine Empire and have 900, you know.
She did that in one day or something.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway.
But I'm just trying to, you know, clarify that way some of the more conservative listeners don't call in with the, you know,
yeah, what is she doing?
Do that sort of thing.
Right. So I wish it could say it was a profound decision, but the truth is I was getting worried he was losing interest because I acted uninterested out of insecurity, and he was getting nervous about me saying things like, how awesome do separate bedrooms sound? Now, you know, this is concerning. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, like, I certainly, you know, it's okay, insecurities that you have with yourself, those are, I think, forced on you by society. You know, like they're telling you there's these conventional ideas of what beauty is,
yes,
which are very, very unfortunate. But at the same time, I don't like the idea of a person, man or woman, doing something out of, like, sacrifice.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of what this sounds like.
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
Right. I was all for it until she said the thing about, like, well, I only did this because I'm worried that my husband might leave me.
Yeah,
exactly. That's just sad. I mean, like, it sounds like there's a bunch of issues. One is that she tried to kind of express that she was feeling really insecure to her husband, and he didn't really know how to help with that except to say, well, I think you're pretty.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he wasn't empathizing with her at all.
Here's the thing. Stephanie, if you told Brian one day, like, I don't really feel that pretty today.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that Brian could tell you that would actually make you feel pretty?
I think I have said that, actually, in the past.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you're in enough of a funk.
Mm-hmm.
To where you're like, you know, I don't feel like being alive today, then there's nothing that anybody can say. I know that I'm going on an extreme.
Yeah, no, sometimes
but,
it's
you know,
true.
If you're
because
in
it's
enough
coming
of a funk, there's nothing that anybody can say that's going to cheer you up.
Sometimes you do feel that way. And, like, I think when that's happened to me in the past, like, what helps is, you know, to get some exercise or just, you know, do something nice for yourself, and then you start to feel better. But, like, if you don't have sort of a basic level of self-acceptance to begin with, then sometimes that is more likely to happen where you have those days where you just feel,
and
like, so gross.
That goes back to what Brian was saying about that's something that society pretty much, you know, forces upon people, mm-hmm, that don't fit in exactly into the square hole or the round hole, mm-hmm, or the little star-shaped or the triangle or whatever hole it is that you're trying to fit into.
What hole am I trying to fit into?
I'm confused. I heard tentacles.
If you don't fit in the way society wants you to, that messes with your brain.
Indeed.
Call in 855-450-FREE.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on to join the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Brian is sharing an article, not from his personal experience, but an article from Huffington Post.
That's because we just don't write about it.
Written by a woman, I'm not sure of the age, I'm guessing, she's probably not an older lady.
No, she looks middle. I mean, like 30s, maybe.
So, you know, a youngish woman.
Yeah.
She has written about what happened when she decided to have sex with her partner every day for one full year.
Not that I couldn't talk about this from experience, but I, you know, we're just reading from the story.
We'll get back to that momentarily, but first.
Yeah, I want to tell you about Ross Ulbricht. And if you don't know about Ross Ulbricht, please, I want you to go to freeross.org. This is a guy, I mean, you know, he's accused of being allegedly the Dread Pirate Roberts, who's behind the Silk Road, which is a Bitcoin marketplace. I mean, you know, black market, gray market, white market, whatever. None of that matters.
The bottom line
is, this is, yeah, it was a truly free market that was existing on the internet, and the government didn't like it. It was run on Bitcoin. The government couldn't get their cut, and so they wanted it to go down, and they went after somebody. And there is very little evidence either way to prove that he is or isn't. Okay? But this guy's in jail right now. And ridiculously, especially considering that the IRS has recently claimed he's in jail for money laundering, amongst many other charges.
Supposedly money laundering.
Supposedly money laundering.
And a thing that they said is not money.
Right. Over Bitcoin, which the IRS claims is property, not currency. So this charge should not be sticking. If you want to help out with getting this guy out of jail, who has no business in being there, whether he's DPR or not, go to freeross.org. And please, I mean, you really need your support.
He's either a hero or a political prisoner.
Right, which makes him a hero. I've kind of either way, right?
Certainly.
Yeah.
So. Freeross.org. And one of my friends who runs shinybadges.com has actually come out with a 3D Silk Road logo pin, and he's donating funds from all of the purchases of that pin to freeross.org.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of these people that really, they need your support in freeross.org.
So, Brian, let's go back to the article. And
yes.
It seems as though we might need to catch some people up who may not have heard the beginning of the article. And one thing that Stephanie pointed out, it seems as though, aside from having some issues of self-doubt and
insecurities,
there may have also been some relationship problems.
Yeah, or at least concerns. This is like a proactive attempt against possibly her husband.
I think my husband might leave me, so I'm going to do this thing to make him happy every day.
Right.
You know, and that brings up an interesting point. I mean, who doesn't have insecurities, first of all, right? Like, I think we all do. Even the most beautiful people sometimes feel like they are not very pretty,
sure,
or they don't like the way that they look. So just wanted to give her a little bit of a compassion there, because I understand. But what if we uncoupled, like, what if we thought about, just for a minute, as a thought experiment, the idea of what if one person didn't have to meet all of the needs that you might have in the romantic realm? Like, what if you could have friends that you did certain activities with, and other friends that maybe you had sex with, and other friends that you had deep conversations
hold
with,
on,
or whatever?
Hold on. It seems as though you want humans to just become bonobos.
Well, that might not
or
be
cuttlefish.
Such a bad thing. But I'm just saying, I think that there is a idea in culture where we are told from a really young age that, especially girls, are told that, like, someday you're going to meet your Prince Charming, and or you're going to meet the person that completes you, as though you're not complete already. And this is going to be one person that meets your every need, and they're going to be the one. And you'll know it because they'll be perfect. And that is just not so. And you figure that out when you actually get into the real world and you start dating, is that there is no perfect Prince Charming or Princess Charming. And, you know, some people are more compatible with you than others, but there's a range of compatible people. And there's not just one person for everybody.
No, you know, in fact, I think it's absolutely impossible, especially for a woman, to experience the entire human experience, in my opinion, just by being with a man. Now, I mean, a person has different goals in life, you know what I mean? But my point being is that a man cannot make love to a woman like a woman can make love to a woman. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe there's that Casanova out there that can pull it off.
You just angered 70% of our listener base.
I'm just saying. I mean, I've been in the room. I've seen it, and it will change your life when you see two women, you know, doing what they do with each other. And you can't. I can't compare to that. I can't. And I have no jealousy over the matter because I can't deliver those kind of goods, you know. And so I'm just saying, if you
it's
want the
different.
Total,
there are great things about men, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
it's
no, no.
Just
it,
different.
But that's my point, is that to get the entire human experience, believe me, you know, I mean, that's just a guy can't deliver that. So to say that, well, I can give her everything she needs. No, maybe you can't, because maybe she likes that soft love, you know, that only another woman really, as far as I can see, can deliver. So just putting that out there.
Or maybe she likes to play tennis and you don't. And you're very compatible in every other way, but you just don't like...
Yeah, you're individuals.
You know? Right. And so why shouldn't she be able to play tennis with somebody else? Right?
Absolutely. Should I go on with the article?
I would. Yes.
Poor Daryl.
So Brittany goes on here. We figured if we focused on intimacy, eventually it rekindled all the things we spent seven-ish post-birth years backburnering out of sheer exhaustion and raging insecurity. This is the same.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's another thing. It happens to a lot of people.
When the kids come into play?
When they have kids, their relationship isn't first priority anymore, and sometimes it can suffer.
Well, you know, I'm open to stopping right there, too.
The stress on the relationship sometimes.
The amount of attention I think that a child needs to grow, you know, healthily, I think, yeah, a sex life can be a very difficult thing to continue. I mean, especially in a kid's very, very young years. I mean, you know, you want the kid to have some degree of autonomy, you know, and explore the world like humans are designed to do. But at the same time, you know, you really, again, in the very, very early years, there is so much attention that the child deserves. And you as deciding to bring a child into the world, I think, kind of owe to them, you know, yeah, sex, it backburners. I think it almost has to. That's just an opinion. I'm not saying that's a fact of life.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, your body does have sort of hormonal mechanisms, like after having a kid,
sure,
that, you know, you need to focus on the kid that you have, not be making more of those, and so your sex drive kind of tanks a little bit.
So do you think that from a doctor's perspective, do you think that might be some sort of biological thing indicating that humans are not supposed to be monogamous?
Oh, you asked me right before the break. Yes.
This is Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Stephanie, did I scare you? You jumped when I did the intro.
No, I just had one of those chills, you know? Sometimes you get a chill going up your spine.
Caused by Daryl's voice. It happened to the best of them, Stephanie, in studio tonight. It is Daryl.
And Brian without Daryl's melodious voice.
And Stephanie.
Yeah, you know, you can call in, of course, 855-450-3733 with your thoughts on this very controversial topic known as sex. Those are the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. And what is ProXPN? Well, ProXPN is a VPN service, and that's a virtual private network. And let me tell you, if you care about your privacy, and I don't just mean your online privacy, of course, that's what this encrypts, but if you care about your privacy in general, because your online world is becoming just as important as your meat space world, okay? We have to face the facts. You want ProXPN, okay? I want you to go to proxpn.com/FTL, and I want you to try it out. You can try it out for free, but believe me, you want to pay for this, and it's cheaper than a cup of coffee a month, okay? Especially if you go with their premium plan or if you use Bitcoin. Yes, they take Bitcoin. This is a company that believes in freedom. They're offering you a VPN service that has servers around the world. You can use it wherever you go, and it's going to encrypt everything that you do on your computer. Everything that goes online goes through ProXPN. ProXPN does not keep the logs, and if some guys in suits walk up to ProXPN and say, hey, give us this information, they're going to tell them to take a hike. Trust me, they've already done it. Okay,
Brian.
What's that?
Who's Brian?
Who's Brian? No.
That's what they would say.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. They would say, who's Brian? What are you talking about?
We don't know any guy named Brian. Everything's encrypted. We see nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
We know nothing.
Trust me. These guys, they believe in freedom as much as Free Talk Live does, and we're so glad to have them on board with us.
It's cool to see how, you know, principled they are as a company, because not many businesses are, actually.
Yeah, seriously. So I want you to go to ProXPN.com. I want you to try it out. Use the code FTL20 and get 20% off the lifetime of your account. Okay, the lifetime of your account. Not after a year you lose your 20% discount. You're going to get it for the lifetime of the account. Give it a shot. ProXPN.com.
And I absolutely love ProXPN. I'm running Linux, so the setup is a little different.
Right.
The interface is different.
Yeah.
So some of the functionalities you lose on Linux, but otherwise it is great. And it's a tremendous service, and I recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is available on everything, including Linux. iOS, Android. It works on your phone, tablets, you know, the whole business.
You can have like 10 devices on one account, right? Something like that.
Yeah, it works for every device. I don't think there's a limit.
Oh,
it
cool.
works
all of your devices.
All of your devices, and you know,
you just can't run all of the devices at the same time.
Well, I don't think you can be on the same server at the same time. I think that's the limitation.
Okay.
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, you can use it anywhere, anytime. This is, in my opinion, golden stallion of the tech world. This is the best VPN service out there. So give it a shot.
And I'm sure that on Sovereign Tech, you have a full episode about the benefits of VPN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can go to sovereigntech.com, S-O-V-R-Y-N tech. And I talk a lot about security, you know, privacy issues. And ProXPN is always, you know, I get it asked a lot, what's the best VPN out there? And I tell people, ProXPN. They take Bitcoin. I mean, it can be as anonymous as you want.
And we've sort of been talking about security, not necessarily internet security, but more emotional security.
That we have.
And
nice.
More in context.
That's a great segue.
Within a relationship, a committed relationship, and one woman's quest to have sex with her partner every day in a calendar year.
Right. And it sounds like it's her attempt to get over her insecurities and also, unfortunately,
save the relationship.
Save the relationship. So I'll read on here. And this is Brittany is the name of the woman that wrote this up. She says, now, I can't speak for Andy. That's her partner. Except to say he had a really good time.
Of course he did.
But for me, a year of sex became less about getting my sex on and more about getting my brain to stop being a butthole when I took all my clothes off, you know, meaning getting over her insecurities.
Right, right.
It started off pretty rough. I felt like I was always preparing for sex. whores, bath, and sink shaving badge number 5 unlocked. She's like joking about an achievement achieved.
Okay.
With video games, right? It got to that. That's crazy. Anyway, it got to the end of the day, and as I hunched over the sink washing my face, praying for cold sheets and sleep, I'd realize I still had the whole lovemaking thing to do, and it was like, awesome, another daily chore.
So it sounds as though it became a task for her.
Well, yeah. But let's read on the next paragraph here. But then it stopped being a chore. And became the moment of the day where I was most at peace, where I could have an actual conversation with my husband and know he was listening to me and not secretly watching television or elbow deep in Lego assembly. I told a few friends, and they reacted pretty much the same way. Oh, I could never do that, and I totally get it. But I actually learned about myself, a lot about myself between the sheets. Now, I've got some issues with some of this being said here, okay? Because, like, the whole idea of it being a chore, you know, that's usually kind of a sign. I mean, maybe she's trying to work that out. But if you consider it a chore, I mean, what do you think about that, Stephanie, when people say that sort of thing?
Well, there are some things like working out, for instance. I'm always glad after I work out. After I exercise, I feel awesome. But sometimes it's difficult
to
get motivated to start the workout.
Yes.
You know, and like, so I have, I actually use Google Calendar to manage my schedule, and I schedule a workout every day. And, you know, most days I make it, at least some kind of exercise. But sometimes it's like, yeah, I feel like if I didn't have it scheduled in, I might not be as motivated to make time for it. And sometimes I really have to, like, drag myself to do it, you know, and you're really, like, kind of, you know, give myself that extra push.
Now, I'll be interested to read on her experience, but for me, like, scheduling sex kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yes. You know, and to compare it to a workout, it would be akin to a workout if you had a workout partner that said, let's go to the gym.
Uh-huh.
Because it would be a lot easier to then go to the gym if you had somebody that was there with you urging you to go to the gym.
Yeah, that's true. And it always does help, like, when you have a buddy to kind of keep you accountable to certain things. But, I mean, I was going to say about it becoming a task. Yeah, sometimes I schedule my workouts and I have to, like, really talk myself into doing them. But is it a task? Sort of, sometimes. But is it fun, too? Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it can be, sure.
So, like, something could be both a task and still be fun.
Yeah, that's very important to point out. I agree.
Yeah, but you said, Brian, that scheduling sex takes the fun out of it. Sometimes, though, it just doesn't happen unless you kind of, like, schedule in some time, at least, like, a date or, like, some time together. And then sometimes you get into the mood where you wouldn't have been before.
I know that neither one of you have children.
Right.
Correct.
And I used to be married, and I have a son that I have lost contact with, not getting into details of. But when I was still married, towards the end of the relationship, my ex-wife would actually have to get a babysitter for the kid.
Right.
So that we could then be intimate.
Yeah.
And it became very much a chore. All right, Daryl, you've got 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of sad.
And
so, you know, it puts a lot of pressure.
Yeah. No,
I've got 20 minutes. I've got to
make this good.
And that kind of approach doesn't really seem like she really wants it. It sounds like she's just kind of doing it, like, because she's checking it off.
Right.
Yeah.
So it could be very much what Brittany was doing here.
Right.
Of, all right, we have to schedule this. All right, the kids are all in bed. I want to go to sleep in 15 minutes. Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
So
it's more fun when the partner wants to do it.
Yes. So to compare it to a workout, yes, a workout if you had a good workout buddy. Call in with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That is the Pro XPN call-in line where you can call in, bring up whatever you want on this live Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we have listening options for you. We have hundreds of listening options for you. Over 140 radio stations, coast to coast, and then some. There's also the KU band satellite that's the free to air. You have no monthly fee. You just have to buy the dish, get started. And then there's also internet, web streams, webcams, and listen lines. You can find all of those options at listen.freetalklive.com. And we've been talking about this woman from, I don't know where she's from, but she wrote an article on HuffPo where she said that she decided to have sex with her partner every day for 1 year.
Correct.
And this is sort of her journal looking back at the end of, I started out, had this goal. At the beginning, this is how I felt. Right. And now this is how I feel.
Right. And so she was saying that she felt like it was a chore at first, but then eventually it stopped being a chore. And so she's going to go on here. So I disliked my stomach, my thighs, how I looked laying flat on my back, a myriad of irrational things, really. And I'd have the same conversation with Andy, her partner, about it, telling him I'm self-conscious and I just don't feel sexy. And then he'd spend 10 minutes telling me how gorgeous I am, and then another 30 minutes pouting and being hurt that it wasn't enough to make me change my mind. So on top of feeling insecure, I felt like a jerk. That needed to stop. I needed to explain to him that seeing me that way is great, but unless I saw it too, it didn't count. I mean, at least if he expected me to be an active participant and not just a hole laying on the mattress, it took a lot of talking to make him realize that me not feeling sexy was not an attack on him, and him being hurt about it only made me feel worse. I wanted to enjoy sex too, and the key for me being able to enjoy it, feeling confident and gorgeous, and that was a me journey, not a him journey, though having a cheerleader on the sidelines was a plus.
Might be something to work on, like, before you get into a long-term relationship, right?
Well,
but did this happen after the
child? Right, this happened after the kid.
Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, things change. And even if in the beginning, if she, you know, felt good about herself and, you know, like, I'm the most beautiful woman in the world, then, you know, 4 years later, people change, things change. You know, maybe she put on 10 pounds. There are some women that are extremely gorgeous, and they'll be like, I gained 2 pounds. I'm a fat, ugly piece of garbage. And it's like, what? Like, you could gain 40 pounds, and you would still be beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, no, if you're into guys, no guy really looks at a woman that thinks she's, like, a few pounds overweight and says, like, oh, she's so fat. No, they're saying, like, wow, she's so hot. This is great, you know, they're having a great time. Women do, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
you know, maybe it's something that she may have had some sort of self-esteem problems before she ever got into a relationship. Mm. And it seems as though, and correct me if I'm putting words in your mouth, but it seems as though you said, like, this is something she should have worked on before getting into a relationship, is that if somebody has self-esteem problems, that they shouldn't date?
Well, I'm saying if you have such, if you feel insecure and it interferes with your enjoyment of sex, maybe that, and it's coming from you, and you can identify that, maybe that's something that if you worked on it before you got into a relationship, you just wouldn't have to deal with it later, and it would make things a lot easier. And I mean, I know how hard it can be, because a lot of times when you have insecurities or whatever, you just think that's normal. You think everybody has them. But,
well, because you're told that everybody has insecurities.
Right. But if it's inhibiting your enjoyment of sex, like, that's tragic. Sex is one of the funnest things there is. So,
well, and depending on where you come from, you might grow up being told that sex is dirty and evil and you're not supposed to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's a big problem.
And people think that's normal, too.
So, you know, again, does it say where this woman is from?
No. She is a regular writer, though, for HuffPo, so I'm guessing metropolitan, you know, type person. But
okay, but that doesn't mean that
doesn't
that's
say
where
she's
she
from
was
the Bible,
born and
though.
Raised.
Right.
You know, it's possible that she grew up in, you know, like, the tea part of Pennsylvania.
Right.
Which, if anybody has ever lived in Pennsylvania, they know what the tea is. There's Sodom and Gomorrah and then the tea.
Yeah.
Sodom and Gomorrah being Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. And everything else is called the tea because it's shaped like a big tea.
Okay.
They also call it Pennsylvania. Because it's the very conservative part of the state.
It's, you know, it's not like Intercourse,
it's
Pennsylvania.
It's more rural.
Yeah. I think that's where Intercourse is.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, well, you know, this is, I want to ask you this, Stephanie. I mean, with the insecurity thing, like, I understand where words aren't really going to help and where maybe a woman or whoever expressing their insecurities just want, they want to be heard. They want to be empathized with.
Yeah.
Okay. But guys kind of have a built-in barometer to let you know, as a woman, or, you know, if you're gay for a man, to let the other person know that, hey, no, I think you're hot.
Right.
And you can't really fake that unless you're taking Viagra. Shouldn't that overcome insecurities, or what do you think about that? You understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about hard-on.
But if they're coming,
yes, just in case everybody in Radio Land.
I got that, Brian.
You don't have to spell it out.
H-A-R-D-O-N.
Again, the fair warning for those with children. You know, we are talking about, you know, somewhat personal, intimate topics yes. here, so you might not want your children to hear all of this.
Right.
I think if the insecurity is coming from within, like you said before, there's not much anybody can do about it, right? But, like, guys could be insecure about that, too, right? Like, it's just not... well, I suppose it is as common, right? Like, sometimes guys are insecure about different aspects yeah. of their bodies or, like, how their bodies are behaving or whatever.
I think most guys have more of an insecurity, whether they're willing to admit it or not, have more of an insecurity about performance. Like, you know, will I be above average? Will I be...
Sure.
below average, you know, will she tell her friends, you know, how horrible I was, or will she tell her friends how great it was?
Yeah, and also, you know, women don't have that very obvious, like, physical barometer that's going to tell you straight up, like, yes or no, is this fun for her?
Right.
And so, I think you could get paranoid about that if you're some guys. So, really the key is, like, if you're in a relationship, then just talk about it and be honest with each other, right?
Yeah, and kind of don't judge in the language. Like, just really just be open and honest and just be so happy that the person's being open and honest with you about it. I think that makes sense what you're saying.
But... That seems as though that it goes much further than the intimate aspects of a relationship.
Yeah.
Of just be open and honest with your partner or anybody that you have any kind of relationship with.
Yes.
Whether it's a friend, a coworker, someone that you would consider an acquaintance. You know, because there are some people that they don't necessarily consider... you know, the people that they associate with on a daily basis to necessarily be friends, they might say, like, you know, yeah, I've got a bunch of acquaintances. Like, I have very few people that I would actually say are friends, that I would share personal things with.
Right.
I've got a ton of acquaintances. But, you know, even with those relationships, being open and honest and communicating... Because, you know, if I'm the only one communicating and all you're doing is sitting there and ignoring me, then that's not going to work, even if it's, you know, an acquaintanceship.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it takes participation from everybody. And unfortunately, I don't think openness is like... too valued in American culture, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, some people want to spare others' feelings, others want to avoid conflict. And I get it. It's hard. Like, it's tempting to do that. But especially with a relationship that's going to continue for a long time.
Right.
It is important to have those honest conversations.
And there's that fine line between openness and just... you know, being too open and not acknowledging boundaries.
Yes, or boundaries, yeah.
So, more on this in hour number 3. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can call in 855-450.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. LifeChangeD is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.